This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
And Chris Ello.
You can't kick a porpoise when it's dead.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, what is happening in San Diego? And welcome in to another week of Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. together in our Odyssey Palace studios today, a full four-hour show. Frank Marchese is today's fill-in for the lengthy vacation time of Matt Scraby. I'm shocked it took me that long to mess up. I have to go right to the scoreboard right now, Tony, before we do anything. Scoreboard says Oaks North Golf Course walking plus 92 degree heat, 1, Chris Ello, 0. Played this morning and I am wiped out. Wiped out, I got to tell you.
The heat dominated you?
The heat won comfortably. Mm. Yeah. I finished over an hour and a half ago, but been drinking like straight through. Just sucking down the water, but I feel like I've run a marathon or something. So
an hour and a half, it really isn't that long ago, by the way, buddy.
Well,
you played 18?
Yeah,
not that long ago.
Yeah. Had a good time. Played okay, but...
How'd you hit it?
Hit okay. Chipped terrible. Mm. Putted good. But that, the first shot was good. The second and third were terrible, and then I scrambled on the greens. But, yeah, I'm tired. I don't know why. Have no energy whatsoever. But the good news is Frank Marchese has set up a big show for us today. We got a lot to talk about, including the Padres finally figuring out the riddle that is the Rockies.
Yeah.
My goodness. It took them long enough, but they finally got it done. A Saturday night victory of 3-2, then yesterday putting the hammer down as they buried the Rockies bullpen and won going away 10-2 to take the series. And ultimately, that's kind of what you need to keep doing if you want to get where you're going, Tony.
Yeah.
And I don't know, this isn't surprising to me, but the hero of the game Saturday night, really, if you had to pick a guy, probably would have been Martin Perez. And if you had to pick one yesterday, it probably would have been David Peralta.
Yeah.
And that just goes in line with what's been happening all year long.
Yeah.
Everybody that AJ Preller has brought in here has contributed in one way or another. And that is why, even though so many of you out there want to live your lives as AJ Preller haters, and I can't get you to change your mind, the fact of the matter is this year, he really probably has done his best job. Now, it won't be final until the season's final. But just about everybody he's picked up, Tony, has come through. And that happened this weekend again.
Yeah, and every time there's been some question marks behind said player. And they've all risen to the occasion, man. And I think that's what's enjoyable about watching this team, is that, A, as you mentioned, you don't know where it's going to come from. I mean, most people would be lying if they said on what was that? Today is Monday, so
Saturday.
On Saturday,
yeah,
that they were excited and confident.
Pretty confident. Martin Perez is going to the mound. We're finally going to beat the Rockies. There's no question about it.
Right.
And all, no, nobody thought that.
Right. And all he did was go out there and go six innings, three hits, one run, no walks, seven punchies.
Yeah, that was the key. No walks. He was in command the entire way, gave up the early home run. And the Rockies starter, Tanner Gordon,
when he was good.
He pitched a no-hitter for four innings.
He was good.
And then finally the Padres got to him just enough to win that ball game. But it took until the Rockies bullpen came in, you know, in the seventh inning to get the big two-run rally and win the game. But, you know, look.
Real quick, funny little anecdote.
Yeah.
Rockies win game one. I didn't get a chance to go down and see Buddy. And so I went down the following day, and I'm just checking in on him. And,
yeah,
you know, asking him about his team, as I do most managers that I get a chance to talk to. And
yeah,
he was like, you know, basically, you guys saw our best guys yesterday, and we're going to see how it goes today. I mean, he has no lefty in his bullpen at all.
And he has a bunch of righties who couldn't get me out.
A ton of righties that are all struggling with command. And every one of them. Even the ones that pitched well the night before have had issues at times. But what you saw, and I think you kind of alluded to it when you came on, the Padres finally figured out a way to kind of slay the Rockies. It felt like in yesterday's game when they finally started to kick it open that the Rockies had finally been like, all right,
we joked with you long enough. Now we have to give way. Yeah.
That's what yesterday's game felt like.
Yeah.
And so they roll into the off day. And listen, there's some, not that it has mattered for the Padres, right? Because it seems like they've done their best work against some of the better pitchers in this league. But they're going to miss Paul Skeens in this next go-around in Pittsburgh.
Can't break anybody's heart.
No, not at all. And again, this is another complete road trip homestand where they took care of business again. And now they're one game away from being 10 games over 500.
Yeah.
That's to me, we talked about that on, what was that, Friday?
We talked about it on Friday, but about a month ago, we never thought we'd ever get near it.
No, I think we were content doing the
over 500, under 500 thing.
Right. And we were content in a lot of ways because the rest of the wild card was content doing it
right that
way. Now, all of a sudden, you know, Padres are 8-2 in their last 10. You know who else is 8-2? The Diamondbacks are 8-2. You know who's 7-3? The Giants are 7-3 in that time period. So everybody's winning games right now, and you kind of have to right now because that's the way the flow is going right now.
Yeah, the Padres have opened up the smallest margin in the wild card race. I think they got a couple of games worth of breathing room right now, but not a whole lot. The Mets lost a couple over the weekend. But, yeah, it's you know, it's paramount to keep winning. And you know, you talk about, I think it's lucky. I mean, it just is. I mean, to miss Paul Skeens, not only this series, but they're going to, 90% chance, going to miss him the next time around, too.
Yeah.
When they come to San Diego, which might sell a ticket or two, but the Padres don't need somebody to sell tickets. They're selling enough of them on their own. I mean, the crowds, Tony, are incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we've come to just, you know, like, they had 41,000 yesterday. That is actually a sellout. But that was still 6,000 less than they were having during the Dodger games.
Right. That was weak sauce compared to them. But
yeah.
Listen to these
numbers.
I mean,
you guys are out unbelievable out there supporting this team.
Listen to these numbers. 47,559.
Yeah.
46,997.
Mm-hmm.
44,393. 44,029. And 41,828 to cap off that. That was the homestand. That was first two were Dodgers, last three were Rockies.
Yeah, what was it, a little hot for you guys yesterday? Only 41,000 came out?
It was definitely toasty. No doubt about it.
It was, but that's just incredible. I mean, the crowds have just been amazing, and the Padres are rewarding them. You know, one of the things that has not gone unnoticed by guys like you and I know, Tony, because we watch stuff like this, making plays on defense. And to go to the Saturday night game, as well as Martin Perez pitches, Manny Machado makes two unbelievable plays. One of them was with help from Jake Cronenworth on the tag. But those were two huge plays in that game. I mean, the Doyle gets on base to lead off the ninth inning. He's one of their fastest runners. He can steal a bag. You never know what he can do to get him around and tie that game. But Manny makes some plays, and I there was a stat yesterday I heard on the TV, I think it was yesterday, but the Padres have only given up one unearned run in the last 3.5 weeks.
That's crazy.
Gee, I wonder what coincides with their good record over the last 3.5 weeks, Tony.
You already know what the answer is.
Yeah. You make plays, don't give up freebies, you win games. It's so funny. We look at batting averages and slugging and ERA. Just make the plays you need to make, and it can help you win a bunch of games.
Manny went 9-for-19 by my count on that homestand with damage. And as I said, and I'll keep saying it, as Manny goes,
offensively when he goes,
he goes.
Yeah,
it's not a coincidence that in the situations, I think it wasn't the homestand before the break, but it was the homestand, the road trip through Texas, right? And then this one, in each of those series times where the Padres took care of business at home and on the road following, Manny Machado has been as probably their best hitter.
Well, you have a 12-3 stretch before the All-Star break. Then you had a limp in, 1-6, come right back with 11-3.
Yeah, so 12-3, 11-3. Look at Manny's numbers in that time.
In those two stretches.
They're like MVP type stuff.
Padres playing great baseball, certainly right now. As mentioned, day off today. Into Pittsburgh they go tomorrow. Dylan Cease is scheduled, although nothing was in the paper today. Michael King maybe on Wednesday. I think the Padres rotation is still in a little flux right now with this King injury. But, I mean, Martin Perez gets it done. Waldron yesterday. His knuckleball yesterday was so good that Kyle Higashioka almost had no chance to catch it.
He struggled through the first inning or so, trying to,
almost had no chance.
Trying to calibrate, because that knuckleball was doing something different literally every time it came out of hand. We saw it one time go left and hit my man in the knee.
Yeah.
And then the next time go right and have I can't remember who was hitting, completely swung nowhere near where that baseball was.
And then it just went to the backstop.
That's right.
I mean, the old Bob Uecker line, wait till it stops rolling and pick it up. That's the only way you could get it. Waldron continues, into the sixth inning yesterday. What a pleasure it must be for Mike Shildt right now to just be able to go out there in the sixth inning, and if he feels the need, 80 pitches, 90 pitches with these starting pitchers, make sure they stay fresh. But he's got so many guys he can go to in his bullpen now. Just so many guys.
By the way, I mean, they're making quick work, too. I mean, the Perez night, Adams throws 13 pitches in his inning.
Mm-hmm.
Scott threw 12, and Suarez threw 9.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're not messing around.
No, they're not. I mean, the following day in the Waldron game, Morty Hone, who went an inning and a third, he threw 21 pitches. Estrada threw 6, and Yuki threw 10.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a confidence right now flowing through this team, and it's hitting all elements, offense, defense, pitching, starting pitching, relievers. It's going well right now.
And everybody's picking up. Everybody's doing something. Everybody's doing something,
It will be Michael King Wednesday, according to Sammy Lev.
Sammy Lev says Michael King will get the call.
Cease Tuesday, okay. Sammy Lev.
Sammy Lev's going to go Wednesday. No. We are feeling good.
Michael King Wednesday, TBD on Thursday.
All right, we are feeling good. Padres into Pittsburgh. We got the day off. We might even open up the phone lines today, Tony. I don't know.
You're feeling that good today, huh?
I'm feeling that tired, actually. I'm going to let some of the callers do some of the work today, but it's probably been a while since a lot of you get to talk to Tony, so we might, especially at the bottom of this hour, open up, see what's on your mind, Padres, just your thoughts on, how things are going and how, why they're going this way and how good you're feeling about things. So, stick around, 833-288-0973. Keep your mind eyes open for that. Padres take 2 out of 3 from the Rockies. They go 4-1 on the homestand. And all is good in Padre land. It is Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Frank, in for Scraby today. A full 4 hours setting sail with you on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is a lot of things, but it isn't boring. Join Rob Radford on his podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. Every day, Rob takes you through the league and spotlights what makes the game fun. He talks with players, managers, GMs, and reporters, all who shine a light on America's pastime. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Currently, the Mets, you know, Frank here is a big Met guy. He's a Met fan, so the Met game is on.
Yeah, but the Met season was over long ago. If you ask Frank,
he
gave up in April.
He did.
Remember talking to him in April. He was like, "It's over, we're done."
And then Grimace happened, and then
Grimace. Oh yes,
Jose Iglesias turned the team into High School Musical, and then we showed a
y'all
dog
started playing
a hot dog.
Playing right around that time, whether it was Grimace or Mr. Iglesias being a pop star, whatever you want to call it. It has been good luck for the Mets, but I think it's about to all come crashing down, right? You had your starter, one of your best starters, go down for the year.
Pulled an Aaron Rodgers, was here for 5 seconds, and then adios.
He was here, and then he wasn't that fast. And
Mr.
then
Senga.
They are in the midst of one of the most brutal road trips with a makeup game splashed in between. I think we talked about it. They started where? They were just west.
Anaheim.
They were in Anaheim. Played 3 games there.
We're supposed to have a day off today.
Yeah, no, that day off got taken.
Yep.
So they had to now fly from the Bay all the way to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
That just for one game. They're just going to stop in. As soon as this game is over, they'll head back west to Colorado.
Yeah.
Yep. Right? They got 3 games there. And then they'll head to the northwest, mm-hmm, up in Seattle before trudging it all the way back across the United States to get back home, where I hope they get to stay for a little while. I'm not sure what their schedule looks like.
You know what that means?
What does that mean?
A lot of Delta Airline miles. A lot of airline miles these guys can use over the off-season.
Do they honestly use airline miles?
No, they don't get any miles. I can guarantee
so.
That. No, they're just using a Delta plane, maybe, but that's about it. But, this is one of the teams that is in contention with the Pods right now for the wild card. So no one over here on this side is going to feel too sorry for them.
Pardon all of us, Frank. While we root for the Cardinals today. Right now, the Mets are a little closer to the Padres, 2 games behind. The Cardinals are 3.5 behind. So it's a Redbird day as they get underway in St.
It looks
St.
so
Louis.
Hot there, too, by the way. My man was just sweating BBs.
Mm.
It's the first inning.
Don't be walking 18 holes carrying your bag, guys.
Bryce Miller talked a little bit about something I think we've all been craving, and we've all started to see from this Padre club, the consistency element. And in his article in the Union Tribune, he highlights a bunch of different things. But the thing that stood out to me is the many different ways the Padres are winning these games, right? I mean, yesterday they did quite a bit before that game blew open.
or excuse me, the night before when they had Martin on the mound, they played a little bit of small ball. They had manufactured their way to that win. You know, a sack bunt put two runners in scoring position. They get those two. A sack fly later in that game, both of which came from young Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Merrill bunted on his own as well Saturday night.
Of course.
And, you know, when he came up in that situation, I think it was a 1-1 ball game, Tony.
It was.
First and second, nobody out.
I think it was a 1-0 ball game.
And I thought to myself, this is a really good time for a bunt.
Yeah.
I know that we're not allowed to bunt anymore.
Yeah.
The analytics say don't do it. But to me, when you can move two runners over with a bunt.
No outs, by the way.
With nobody out.
Yeah.
Then I always think it's a really good move. The Padres did it again yesterday with Ha-Seong Kim. And at first, he was ruled safe, and then they overturned it. But they still got the runners to second and third and ended up scoring a run in that inning. You know, I just think it's smart baseball. And obviously,
man.
Jackson Merrill thought it was smart baseball. But I think more than anything, you know, Jackson Merrill bunting in that situation shows me, Tony, that Mike Schilt, you know, and these guys feel very comfortable with each other, right? I mean, I know we're into August, but how many guys would just go ahead and do something like that on their own if they didn't feel pretty good with their manager?
Again, I said this during the game yesterday. Manny talks about it a lot. The scoreboard would tell you what to do. Padres had done nothing against Gordon all game long.
Right.
They come up in that third time through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's first and second, no outs. And keep in mind, they've done nothing all game long. Are you going to keep trying the same thing, with the hopes that it changes? He elected not to on his own. He gets the bunt down, and let's not forget the execution part. He got it down.
Yeah, he did.
And then the very next guy came through with a knock at that point. And so that's kind of when you get late in ball games, you got to start looking at the game different. Now, early in the game, of course, you certainly probably want them swinging away there. But you had gotten to a point in the game where it felt like that was a shifting moment, right? You don't come through here. Are you guaranteed to get another opportunity like this? You hadn't created any to that point. And so I just like the idea that these guys play with the feel. Right?
But I like that they're comfortable enough to be able to do it. A lot of managers would scare the daylights out of you, and you wouldn't know what quite to do, even if you thought the bunt was the right play.
I guess I just, because I've been around Mike Schilt, I don't even think of him in that light. Because
yeah.
I think he would want that. I mean, he's not going to put it on. He's going to leave it to your hand. But he wants you to be able to put the team in a position to win. And that's what they've been doing quite a bit here lately. I think Toddy, sounds like, is getting closer. Joe certainly has started the process to get closer. And those could be big. I mean, that's virtually a deadline move for the Padres, considering how long both guys have been out at
Musgrove
this point.
Musgrove pitched three shutout innings at Lake Elsinore over the weekend and came out of it fine, as far as we know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard anything about it today. But, yeah, that's a great sign. You get Musgrove back, you get Fernando Tatis back. Those are two bigger additions than any team made at the trade deadline.
No doubt.
So, you know, let's hope that all comes around. It's all glowingly. Don't ever try to say that after you walked 18 holes again.
The mouth is tired, too.
The mouth is a little exhausted, but try it. Yeah, it's really nice. And, you know, consistency, we talked about it. On Thursday or Friday, Tony, that they've had three consecutive winning months, something they did not have more than one of last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was 13-9 in July. It was, you know, like 15-13 before that, and it was like 14-13. I mean, you know, it's just a little at a time, but it's adding up.
And that's the whole idea behind winning series. This is their fifth consecutive series that they've won.
Right.
And regardless of how it looks, if you go 2-3, 2-3, 1-3, 2-3, a sweep, you keep stacking those numbers together, you start to have separation. And right now, the Padres are experiencing, and I'm not saying separation in terms of the standings, I'm saying separation in terms of wins and losses. And Padres are, for the first time, starting to experience. I don't think the Padres have been this many games over 500, maybe since that 22 season?
Nine's pretty good. It's certainly the high water mark this year.
Yeah.
And you know, we haven't talked about it yet, but I know it's in the back of the minds of some of the people out there. You know, Dodgers are, you know, they scuffled but got through Oakland all right this weekend, but now they're coming home. They got Philadelphia.
Big series.
Coming in tonight.
Both teams scuffling.
Teams are scuffling a little, so you know the Phillies are going to bring it. Now, Freddie Freeman, and I hate to say it this way because it just is good news that he's back. I'm sorry, even if you're out there hoping he was going to stay away a little longer, I'm really happy that he's back because it means, you know, his son is hopefully feeling a little better and his wife and his family are doing better, and that's all really important, and that's a good thing. So he's going to be back with the team, but Phillies Dodgers, that could go any which way this week, and maybe the Padres can pick up a little more ground on the Dodgers. Still only 4.5 there.
Yeah, and that sounds like that's going to change here pretty quickly in terms of that lineup and team they've had. There's a bunch of guys. Matter of fact, Dave Roberts talking about it in The Athletic was basically like, there are a lot of guys who are virtually playing every day that are being exposed right now because they're not everyday players.
They're
and
not,
so,
yeah.
You know, that's what the Dodgers thrive on. They thrive on being able to match up and put guys in position to where they have success. That does not mean that they can run them out there for an everyday basis and have the same type of success. And so when you get them bets, you just don't.
Muncy,
you can't replace that kind of a production. You just don't. And they're experiencing it now. So big series there. Hopefully Philly goes in there and wreck shop.
That'd be good.
That'd be good for the Pods. I mean, this Pods got to take care of business. That Pittsburgh Pirate team is certainly not one you can go in there and play with because they play and it kind of in a similar fashion to the Padres in terms of they play all 9 innings. They got a few comeback this year when they've been down. So Padres with the off day today, they'll get kicked off here tomorrow. Dylan Cease versus Bailey Falter. And yes, he's a left-hander. So we'll see.
We overcame that a long time ago now, Tony.
We'll see how that goes. Let's get to break. When we come back, I think we'll open up the phone lines a little bit, hear from you guys. 833-288-0973. How are you feeling about your Padres right now? Morgan and Chris on the other side.
All right, here we go. 2:37 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Mr. Frank, Big Frank is in here today celebrating as Pete Alonso rumbles home on a wild pitch. Mets take a 1-0 lead over St. Louis in that makeup game this afternoon at Busch Stadium. We're going to take some phone calls here. An opportunity for you to just kind of whatever's on your mind with the Padres. We're not going to lead you in any particular direction. Team seems to be playing well. I'm going to give you a little preview, Tony. My best guess is that since things are going so well, fewer people will call. You know what I mean? Like if they lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies and we said, hey, give us a call. You know, what's on your mind? And then it would be like, rah, 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 rah. But,
you know, that's how, you know, sometimes you don't. You want to enjoy the good times. You don't have as much to.
Yeah, but call in and just tell us how happy you are. And whether you plan to stay that way. 833-288-0973 if you want to get in on some phone calls here. But I have one other thing to get to.
What's that?
I did golf today, and I am exhausted. But after my round of golf, I went on my phone. And I went on my email. And it was like Christmas morning.
How so?
Do you know why? You know why.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one that sent the email.
I do know why. Fantasy football, possibly?
Here's what it says. Your ESPN Fantasy Football League has been reactivated.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Welcome to the world. It is a happy time.
It's funny. You get a little
off. Way to go, Tony.
You get a little off time. You could start to kind of peek into things like that.
Yes. And, so excited.
Reactivated our Odyssey Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
We have a new.
Be like our sixth year.
We have a new ownership involved. Sammy Leavitt.
Sammy Leavitt is going to step in
into
this year, huh?
The Odyssey League.
Okay.
So he'll be able to.
Anybody. I mean, we all, honestly, Tony, we all have to team up this year. All 11 players, we have to make a pact. Because if Scravey wins again, that's going to be the end of all of us. It's already bad enough that he won once, But we can chalk that up to just, you know, magical luck. But if he wins again,
it was so much better when he was the laughing stock of the league.
He was, too, for like the first 5 years.
Now this guy's got a championship. He's feeling himself. His whole confidence has just changed since he won a championship.
His whole world has changed. I mean, you know, the way, I mean, I guarantee you he's going to change his name to The Champ Is Here. Because
I love that.
I guarantee he'll change his team name to The Champ Is Here. So he likes to not only win the championship, but he likes to make sure everyone is aware that he won the championship.
100%.
So, anyway, yeah, I was really happy about that. Very excited. Next Christmas morning will be when a draft day. Date gets announced, and I know that you'll be working. We'll all be working on that because that's hard actually to put together with our league.
Yes,
because of your traveling and everything else. But we'll figure that out. But yeah, fantasy football is kind of around the corner, and I know we're not the only ones that are excited about that. All right, Rolando is the first phone call up on the board today. Thanks for calling, Rolando. How are you feeling about these Padres about now?
Great. First of all, it's an honor to talk to you, Tony. I grew up watching your dad, Mr. Padre, at Jack Murphy Stadium. But I think that this team is operating on all cylinders. Pitching, defense, offense, relief. They have good chemistry, good rhythm right now.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys. Jackson Merrill, I mean, Action Jackson, every time he goes up to the plate, he makes it happen. He has a good glove out there playing the first year at center field, a converted shortstop. But is there any way we could, in the offseason, sign Jackson Merrill to a contract and get him cheap while we still can?
Good question.
Interesting question. Yeah.
First, the honor's mine. I appreciate the kind words. I think, in terms of Jackson, Action Jackson, I like that. I'm stealing that for sure. In terms of Action Jackson, I think, of course, the Padres would love to sign him, but it's not necessarily the right timing. We know some of the financial constraints that the Padres have had, at least this year, in terms of trying to stay under that luxury tax threshold. I'm not sure that this year, this offseason, will be the year that they try. Maybe after year two.
How many years do you get control of a guy, Tony? It's
six.
Like three or four. Six?
Yes, before you become a free agent.
So they've got a while to get something like that.
He's not even ARB eligible.
He really can't make a peep at this point.
No.
Nor can his agent.
One of the things that they did in the new collective bargain agreement, because the one thing the players were asking for was to cut it down from 6 years, right? Let us be free agents earlier. But what they did was they incentivized so that if you win some of these awards as a rookie or second year player, you're in some of the upper echelon of the awards, you can get bonuses for that. Now, that wasn't the case before. You could win MVP your rookie year, and it's like, hey, nice
Here's
job.
Here's your $5,000.
Come on back.
We'll see you next year.
So, to answer your question, I think the Padres, obviously, he's their guy. They drafted him, so it's certainly in their best interest to keep him here for as long as they can. There's just no need to do it right now.
Yeah, and I think it's a good question, Rolando. But the thing is, also you've got Jerickson Profar, who you're probably going to want to try to keep. I don't know, you know, if you're going to be able to afford to squeeze him in. Ha-Seong Kim is a free agent. There's one other. Dylan Cease is going to be, you know, a free agent, or you know, so.
He's got one more year, I think.
Okay, one more year. But there's a lot of guys. Michael, I'm trying to remember. There was one other guy in there that was really good that they got to be, you know, they're going to have to make an offer to keep. Sure. And it's just not going to be easy to keep everybody.
Yeah.
And so Merrill, like if it was another year where there was nobody up for a contract, maybe that'd be great.
Right.
But, I don't think it'll work this time. Let's go to Jaime. Back-to-back Chula Vista.
What's up, Jaime?
Hi, Jaime.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know what? Really good times, really happy times. The season was kind of average back and forth, but it seems like things are looking in the right direction, and, you know, and it feels good because there's a lot of pieces that are working. Everybody's involved in this.
Yeah.
And we're still missing a few pieces, you know. Tatis isn't back yet. Musgrove, who knows with Darvish. But listen, I've been a fan since I was a kid back in the 70s, and I used to always say, we'll get him next year or whatever. Something feels different about this year. Don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to jinx it. Just like when Steve's got the no-hitter, I was telling my wife, we can't talk about it. You got to just sit next to me. You can't move. Because when he got the one in Texas when Musgrove got it, she sat with me and I said, you can't talk about it. You got to just sit there and just, you know, make it work. And I was really happy. I hope I have a little bit of time with you guys. It was very emotional for me because I lost my dad a year ago.
Yeah.
And Padres was everything, you know, and he didn't get to see his no-hitter. And it's something that I would have loved to share with him again. But it's like when we win this thing, which
I like the way you're talking.
Happen,
yeah.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. For a lot of reasons, I had that bond with my father for forever as a kid, and like it's gonna be extra special, even though he's not with me, but that I get to share it because of him.
Ah, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great, Jaime. And let me tell you something, Jaime. If/when the Padres win their World Series, pretty much all of us that are alive are gonna be able to share it with somebody who's no longer here. I mean, honestly, and it's a great sentiment, but. You know, it's been a long time, so a lot of people waited and never got to see it, and we'll have to share it with those people.
I think
good call, though, buddy.
I think Jaime hit on something, right? I think it does feel a little different, and I think part of the reason it feels like the way is because, they're on a heater. They're playing pretty good, so it feels different right now, but even in their wins, it seems like it's a team victory. Like there's a different guy, as you said, Chris, seemingly doing it every other night. I think Bogart said it in Bryce's article that it feels different because seemingly someone different is contributing in a major way to help win a game.
It's nice to be able to rely on Manny. It's nice to be able to rely on whoever it is, you know, you want to say Fernando when he comes back, or it's nice to be able to just give the ball to Dylan Cease and sit back and watch him win the game for you. But it's a lot nicer when you can have contributions from everywhere. And they've been doing this all season. This isn't the first weekend this has happened. I mean, Martin Perez being a hero of a game Saturday night, Tony said it. Nobody was excited about him making that start. Everybody was like crossing their fingers and knees and legs and toes and everything. And the guy goes out and just, you know, looked fantastic. And, you know, yesterday it's Peralta, who I found to be one of the best guys when we had him on our interview.
He was awesome, wasn't he?
He was great. And I was really, you know, became a bigger David Peralta fan then. But he wins it defense and offense. Oh, by the way, can we just – I know we won the game, so I can make a little fun of that kid in left field.
What kid?
The kid who caught the ball so the Jerks and Profar couldn't catch it.
You got – So I saw a breakdown of this.
Did we see a breakdown of this
on Twitter?
Okay,
and I assume the idea was that Jerickson would have caught it if the kid wasn't there.
I can't say he would have, but he would have at least had the kid not caught it. We maybe
it's a possibility.
No, you're saying no.
No, I'm not saying no or yes because I couldn't see from my view.
The kid was so happy with himself, and everyone else in the stadium wanted to, you know, strangle him.
I don't know why. There's not one of them people that was mad. If they were in the same position, would have been like, oh, let me get out of the way, let this ball. None of them would have done that.
I know. Well, hey, look, they almost lynched up Poldar Bartman in Chicago many years ago. Even though Bartman did what every other human being on the planet would have done.
That's true, but I'm just saying. Like,
I'm just saying.
The ball was in the stand.
It was in the stand.
It's not like he reached over. Like,
no, he didn't.
Bartman was, it was borderline. I mean, when we got a closer view, we realized, okay, he didn't reach over, but it was close.
I know. I know, but the kid was much too proud of himself.
Hey, good job, kid. I'm happy for you, man.
All right. They won 10-2, so it didn't matter too much. But if they lost 2-1, we'd be livid today.
Really quick before we go to the next call, to go back to the first caller, Kim has a mutual contract extension for next year, $7 million, a mutual option. King is done after next year. Higashioka's done after this year. Scott's done after this year. Perez is done after this year. Profar is done after this year. Cease is done after next year.
Yeah.
Solano and Peralta are both done after this year, and Arise is next year.
All right. So there's a lot to do.
And that's normal. I mean, those guys are on the team. The Solanos, the Peraltas are on the team because they're here to fill the void for right now. And it's like a two-way kind of deal, right? You get an opportunity to raise your value. You can help our team in the process of doing so. That's kind of part of the program here. But, in terms of Jackson, man, it'll come. In due time, his opportunity will come. Remember, I think it was Toddy's, third season that they had finally got to the deal? Was
third,
his third or second or in middle of his second or third season, he got the big deal. We went to playoffs. I think it was 21. Nope, maybe it was 20. I can't remember. One of them years. He came.
I know one person who doesn't care about it.
Who's that?
Jackson Merrill.
No, he doesn't.
He's just
exactly
going to go play.
Right.
He
wants to win.
His agent will say, "Hey, you want a new? Think we should get a new contract?" They'll go, "I don't know. Just let me know."
Let me know when it's over. That's exactly what he would say.
I know.
Like just, you deal with that. I'm a play baseball.
I just keep playing here, and I'll make it as easy on you as I can. Wayne in San Diego, thanks for calling in, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to first off say something to you that I used to play basketball in the late 70s with your dad and against your dad in pickup games in Peterson Gym. I'm an ex-basketball player from Helix, and we used to have the greatest of times. He's an awesome guy. And every time I hear you on the radio now, I feel like, it's your dad's voice. But the number one thing I want to mention to you is I am so happy that you are the number one analyst, in my opinion, on the radio. I listen to you guys 7 or 8 hours a day, and I agree with you almost 100% of the time. And everyone else, during the course of the day, I don't so much do that. Probably because of the fact that I'm more of a positive person than a negative person. And these people that are worried about every loss, the world's ending, and every victory, I mean, you keep it level-headed and keel, just like manager Mike Schilt. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, that guy, he makes me feel all the more comfortable. And I really believe that everything that Schilt has said all along through this entire year, hey, we're winning series. And when everyone else is freaking out, especially on the earlier shows, unbelievable. But you keep it level-headed. And I am glued to you guys every day. And I tell my brother, I tell everybody to listen to you guys. And it's because you guys are telling the truth, especially you, Tony. Nothing against you, Mr. Ello, because I love you too. But me and Tony, he keeps that ship level-headed all the time.
Oh, he keeps
Thank
me level.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you guys. And I, like I said, I drive in my car about 8 hours a day doing delivery as an old man and having a good old time listening to you guys yuck it up every day.
Thank you, sir.
That's nice, Wayne.
Appreciate the kind words, Wayne.
Very nice. I will say one thing that about pickup basketball with your dad. Did you ever play pickup basketball with your dad?
I did.
He was good. Like, he could spot you anywhere. And he always, when I played with him, which was a few times, he made me way better because he put the ball. We and I talk about this. You make a pass that leads a guy to a basket. That was something your dad had an innate ability to do playing basketball. He'd give you the ball, you'd catch it, and it would almost make you score the basket.
He put you in a position to score. He was pretty I've seen some pickup games get pretty intense with my dad before. He was very serious about the gamesmanship part. Thank you for the kind words, Wayne. We appreciate it. Thank you for the callers that called in. We may do this a little bit later on in the show. Up next, little Daily Gambit coming your way, I believe, right?
Daily Gambit, and, you know, who knows where this is going today. It's a wide-open day, so stay close to your phone, because like Tony said, we may get some more calls in, for sure. Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.